What to Do When You Can't Be a Superhero, Frowny Face. Written by Shea Pillow. Read by Flower Parish. This is a DCU fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Stephanie slash Cassandra. Got you. Before Steph can make the leap, Cass grabs Steph's arm and pulls her girlfriend toward her. She laughs and twirls Steph around in a hug. You're it now, she huffs out between her laugh. Cass slows down, and then, of all things, she trips on a rock and lands wrong as she tries to cushion Stephanie's fall. Crap, are you all right? Steph helps Cass sit up. Cass waves her off. It's nothing. Then winces as she gets up. I'm calling B to take us to Leslie. In a sudden whirlwind, Cass finds herself in front of Dr. Tompkins, who tisks at her. Rooftop tag. She doesn't pout. Dr. Tompkins takes it as agreement. You're hardly the first, she sighs. You're going to need a cast and to stay off that leg for 6 weeks. It's hardly the worst injury she's ever had. Her father had her continue with broken bones all the time. Going back with crutches is its own walk of shame. It's like conceding to her injury. Stephanie flutters around her. Cass knows it's because she's worried, but it still stings her pride. She goes to the clock tower instead of the manor, wanting to watch the rest of the patrol. I hate this. Babs makes a noise of acknowledgement, focused on her screens and offering direction to those on the field. I should be out there still. She hits her upper arm with her fist several times in frustration. A beat, a mantra, a reprimand. Babs turns around at that. With your broken foot. I've done it before. Her arm is going to bruise at this point. Just because you could doesn't mean you should. Babs moves toward her. She gently takes Cass's hand in her own. Cass lets out a sound of irritation. I hate being so useless. I'm just sitting around here while they're all risking their lives. I'm sitting around here, Cass. Am I useless? No, you do so much, she shouts. Her words feel clumsy as she tries to grasp them and just explain. But all I'm good for is fighting. It's what I was made for. You're so much more than that, Cass. Warm arms envelop her. Let us care for you. It hasn't even been a day. Cass is so bored. 6 more weeks of this is pure torture. Do you want to try knitting? Steph shakes the tote bag at her side as she walks into the room. Cass doesn't have many hobbies outside of being a superhero. She enjoys dancing, but that's out of the picture for now, too. She understands better Babs's insistence that she have a life outside of work. Babs had previously tried teaching her sewing, but that did not work. She takes a sip before realizing that the teacup in her hands is empty. She feels like she used all her words yesterday. Cass shakes her head. She doubts any handcraft will go well. Steph shrugs. Okay. She pulls something from her bag. Can I sign your cast? She tilts her head in confusion. It's to give your cast some pizzazz, she says, as she does jazz hands. Cass nods. Steph pops open the green marker. As if summoned, Tim barrels down the stairs. Don't take up too much space, Steph. Girlfriend privileges, she shouts, as she writes a twisty cursive Stephanie with a heart for the eye. Tim grabs the marker from her hand. Hey, get your own marker. No. He sticks out his tongue. Cass giggles. Steph and Tim are playing it up, but she appreciates it. Here. Steph hands Tim a yellow marker. We can't have the same color. You could barely see yellow. Give me your bag. The rest of her family have been slowly trickling into the room while Tim and Stephanie do pantomime. Duke takes the yellow and outlines his name with an explosion of bright orange and red. Dick does it in brilliant blue and traces a bird around it. Alfred writes a beautiful cursive silver signature. Bruce is a messy black sprawl. Damien snatches the contested green marker with a protest of, "Hey!" from Tim. He draws the pets of the manor below his name. Jason writes in big, bold, red block letters, overlapping on all the letters but B for Bruce. Cass smacks him on the upper arm. No one can read it anyway, Jason defends himself. Tim barely squeezes his own name in fine print with a purple marker. Cass frowns. There's hardly any room for Babs. Don't worry, Steph slings her arm around her shoulders. She can just write over Tim's. Come on! Cass wrinkles at the weird accent Tim uses and turns to Steph. Ignore it. Anyway, since most of us are here, who wants to play Smash? Alfred and Bruce excuse themselves. The rest of them jostle at the couch, trying to figure out who plays first. Unlike real fighting, there aren't any tells she can use. It's just jamming buttons. Cass loses the first few rounds trying to get the hang of it. This is probably the only time I can win in a fight against you, Steph says as she bumps her arm against her side. Cass is hardly distracted by the banter, used to it when in costume. Not for long. Don't count me out, Duke butts in, when he demolishes them both. Seeing the success of the video game, Steph comes around with them and different consoles. Steph, you keep stealing my stuff, Tim complains, but Cass knows he's just joking. Her girlfriend just bops him on the nose. If you want it back, win against us. Tim recruits Duke to his cause, and the four of them indulge in tournament-style fighting games and other competitions against each other. Every time Tim wins, Steph just steals his Switch back so that they can play Animal Crossing and Pokemon. It's nice to spend time with her girlfriend and brothers outside of crime fighting. It has been a while since that happened. Maybe even before Bruce had died. The injury, strangely, gives Cass the opportunity to get to know her friends and siblings better. Her days become filled with different activities. She begins to treasure the time spent together. When not cuddling or making out, she and Steph also watch reality television and cooking shows, yelling at the people as if they can hear them. She watches Tim teach Duke how to skateboard and uses his camera to document it. Cass plays Wizards and Warlocks with Steph, Tim, Duke, Harper, and Kara. Tim plays as the Dungeon Master usually, but for a one-shot campaign with Damien, Steph took over. Cass borrows outrageous romance novels from Babs and forms a mini book club. Babs and Dick would enact scenes with fake accents, and Harper would use silly voices and make her laugh. Helena and Jason try to get her to read something that isn't trashy, and she ends up with two book clubs. She used to hate reading, but it's easier when she isn't alone and made to feel stupid. The thing about her injury is that it gives her patience and makes it easier for her to keep still. She and Bruce go through old case files together. They digitize the physical files or solve cold cases as they go. Unlike Bruce, Cass isn't banned from the kitchen. She helps Alfred cook. When it's something particularly complicated, Alfred lets her sit on the counter and watch. When everyone has their own life and are too busy to keep Cass entertained, Damien likes to be in the same room as her. Sometimes, Cass models for Damien and pets the many animals he keeps. Other times, they watch movies and critique the fighting. She didn't know he could draw until he did the Pets of the Manor on her cast. She doesn't know what he likes. When he joined the family, Cass was miles and oceans away in Hong Kong. She doesn't regret giving Stephanie a chance to shine and prove herself, but, at times, she wonders what it would have been like if she had stayed. She would have been his Batgirl. Damien tries to be subtle in his probing. Cass thinks it's cute. She can see Bruce in him, but also Dick and Stephanie. She's the more straightforward type. Is your favorite color green, or did you just want it to tease Tim? He smirks at her over his sketchbook. Tch, why not both? She snorts and traces Babs' name on her cast. Everyone in this family loves green. They can sit in silence for hours, but Cass enjoys asking him questions. She wants to know him more as his big sister. She's glad he humors her. But her all-time favorite is when there is a family board game night. It's because that is when she can spend time with everyone at once. It's not a dynamic that she is used to. The smaller groups she hangs out with act differently when put in a small space with more people. They bounce off each other and create explosive reactions. Normally, Tim isn't a sore loser. When he loses a round, he can shrug it off. The moment Bruce is introduced into the mix, all bets are off. Tim can and will do anything to win, even allying himself with Jason. Damien refuses to work with him. The one time he did, it was to betray him. Steph narrates beside her like it is a nature documentary, while Dick pretends to be a sports commentator. They egg each other on and make increasingly corny puns. She and Damien play as their straight men. Duke throws a pillow at them at particularly bad jokes. Cass feels her eyelids get heavier and snuggles close to Steph despite the clamor of game night. Surrounded by the warmth of her family, she is safe. Cass wants this moment to last forever. The end.